Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection company, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question comes from a homeowner who's got a suspiciously warm patch on their concrete floor and a water bill that's gone through the roof. They want to know, how accurate is acoustic ground microphone detection for finding a leak under a concrete floor?
It's a great question and one we get all the time. Acoustic ground microphone detection locates water leaks under concrete floors by picking up the sound the escaping water makes as it pushes through a pipe defect. On a straightforward job, a well-calibrated ground microphone can pinpoint a leak to within about 300 millimetres of its actual position.
300 millimetres, so roughly a foot. That's pretty impressive when you're working blind through solid concrete. But what does straightforward job mean? What are the ideal conditions?
Ideal conditions are a pressurized pipe, a clean fracture or pinhole, and a relatively quiet environment above the slab. Acoustic ground microphones detect the pressure wave that a leaking pipe radiates up through the concrete, so the stronger that signal, the more precisely the engineer can place the peak reading. Copper pipes and steel pipes transmit that sound really well, which tightens the accuracy considerably.
And what about plastic pipework? A lot of homes built in the last few decades have plastic supply pipes.
Plastic absorbs more of the acoustic energy, so the signal is quieter. It doesn't mean acoustic detection stops working. ADI's engineers still use ground microphones on plastic pipe systems, but the technique does need to be paired with something else to confirm the result. Tracer gas detection or thermal imaging will validate the acoustic finding before anyone picks up a drill.
So you're not just relying on one piece of kit, it's more of a combined approach.
Exactly. ADI's engineers use acoustic ground microphones as the primary locating tool, then cross-reference with thermal imaging cameras or tracer gas to produce a confident, confirmed location. Thermal imaging traces the heat signature of escaping water beneath a floor, and tracer gas fills the pipe and escapes at the defect point. Both give you a second data set to compare against the acoustic reading.
What else can throw the acoustic reading off? Like, what makes a job harder?
Depth is a big one. The deeper the pipe sits below the slab, the more the acoustic signal disperses before it reaches the microphone. A pipe sitting 600 millimetres down will produce a noticeably weaker surface reading than one sitting 150 millimetres down. Floor coverings matter too. Thick screed, floor tiles bonded with adhesive, or underfloor heating systems all change how the sound travels upward.
And background noise, if the property's on a busy road, does that interfere?
It does, yes. Traffic vibration, nearby machinery, even another appliance running in the house can mask the leak signal. ADI's leak detection engineers are trained to work around that. They'll use correlation equipment alongside the ground microphone, which filters ambient noise and mathematically calculates the leak position between two sensor points on the pipe. That correlation technique narrows the search zone even when the acoustic environment isn't ideal.
That's fascinating. So the correlation method gives you a calculated position rather than just a strongest signal position.
Right. Leak noise correlators measure the time difference it takes for the leak sound to travel to two separate sensors, then use the pipe material, diameter, and distance between sensors to calculate exactly where on the pipe the leak sits. When that correlator result agrees with the acoustic ground microphone's peak reading, the engineer has a genuinely high confidence location. We're talking accuracy good enough to justify opening the floor in one targeted spot rather than ripping up a wide area.
Which must save an enormous amount of disruption for the homeowner.
That's the whole point of non-invasive leak detection. ADI leak detection's approach means a homeowner gets a confirmed leak location before a single tile is lifted. The repair contractor then makes one precise opening, fixes the pipe, and reinstates the floor, rather than demolishing a whole run of concrete on a best guess.
Dave, that's been genuinely useful, thank you. If you've got a leak you can't locate under a concrete floor, ADI leak detection are the people to call. They're recognised as the foremost specialist water leak detection company in the UK And everything Dave's described today is exactly how their engineers work on real jobs. Thanks for listening.